You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Good morning, good morning. My name is Robin Donaldson, your host of the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show. Today is the last show of the year. However, we're going to be planning as we march into the new year. And I would like to introduce our co-host. We have the Master Builder herself, Ann McNeil, who's the founder of the International Mastermind Association. And Ann is also a professional development expert who helps people build better lives through her coaching and public speaking practice, constructively speaking. She is also the first female in the state of Florida to be issued a general contractor's license and is the founder and owner of MCO Construction. Then we have Angelina Frost. She's the proud owner of Remar J. Brand, LLC, which is an upscale luxury bead line, a link with various nonprofits organizations. And last but not least, we have Ursula Odom of Sula 2, which is a legacy writing and publishing firm. And again, my name is Robin Donaldson. I'm the proud owner of Renew Construction Services. And I will be, again, today's guest. Today's host. And then also the second half of the show, we're going to have a special guest. His name is Malachi Monroe, who I think is one of the most influential millennials that I know. And he'll be on the second half of the show to share his journey in Think and Grow Rich, and most importantly, his plans for 2019. And for those who are just joining us, we will be discussing the classic Think and Grow Rich, which is one of the most influential books of all time. It points the way to personal achievement, financial independence, as well as to the fulfillment beyond measurement in mere money. In Think and Grow Rich, you won't find any investment tips or saving advice. Instead, you have planning to persistence. And with that being said, I would like to speak with my co-host, again, asking their thoughts on the Think and Grow Rich as we march into the new year. So I would love to ask Angelique, what chapter in Think and Grow Rich resonated with you?
Good morning, Robin. Good morning for all our listeners. With this book, you know, the last annual meeting is when I first got introduced to the book, and I felt like Miss Ann McNeil hit me a baton, and I've been running ever since. As far as the chapters, it was very hard to see or pick which principle pertained to me the most, because I feel like all of them are so vital, and you have to conquer them one by one in order to get the full extent of what Napoleon Hill is trying to expose us to. But if I had to choose two, I would say chapter 3 for the auto suggestion is something that was most powerful, just changing your way of thinking and also redirecting your thinking to a more positive light that can dictate and change different things that goes on in your life. And also chapter 13, which is the 6-6, which is also related to or referred to in the book as the doorway to the temple of wisdom, definitely elevates your thinking and your mind to another level. So if I had to choose two and narrow it down, those would definitely be my top pick.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you, Angelique. Ursula, what about you? In preparation for the new year, which chapter resonated with you and why?
I'm glad Angelique started with two because really it boils down to two for me as well. The one that spoke to me initially was on faith. When I came across the statement that said, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. I have one of those eclectic backgrounds where I do a little of this and a little of that, and at one point I apologized for the fact that I'm creative and analytical, technical and creative. And then I realized they all came together for the good of what I'm doing right now. So I stopped apologizing. But when I saw that, it totally resonated with me. But however, then I have to go back to chapter one that talks about desire, because desire means that you have a burning desire to go after something. And that means you have to be focused. So even though I may have a lot of different talents, what am I focused on in order to create this burning desire? That's what I'm looking at going into the new year. Segmenting, if not eliminating all those other things, pulling them together so that I can focus on a particular goal at a time to achieve those burning desires that I have.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And Ms. Ann, the master builder, in preparation for the new year, what's one of those principles resonated with you and why?
For me, Robin, it all started with the first chapter in desire. And I often tell the story that when I read Napoleon Hill, started reading the book at 9 p.m. on December 31st, 1979, when I share that story point about the fact that as I begin to read this book, starting with that chapter began to read me, especially the section that asks the question, how much money do you want? And here we are going into 2019, marching into 2019, and I am still asking that question. But what is so powerful about this chapter is that it just never gets old, because every year since 1979, I continue to increase the amount I desire by focusing on goals and plans, achieving some of them, not all, but some of them, in terms of now at this point in my life, learning how to teach others to do the same. So I would definitely say that chapter resonated with me the most. And like Ursula said, I'm glad that Angelique started with two, because the other chapter that resonated with me, going to the point about the faith, I found that the faith chapter helped me to live my faith and give me a blueprint, if you will. My mother was an ordained minister, and so I grew up in the holiness faith, if you will, so for many of you that know what that means. But the point being, I really did not know how to live the faith I read about in the Bible. I really did not know how to apply my faith, and chapter two helped me to do that in starting with increasing my self-confidence, going back to the point that was just made. So those would be the two that resonated with me the most. And we're in this book, as you see, 2 weeks a year. And I'm just amazed that it does not get old. Now, what about you?
You know what my answer is, Ms. Ann. This story is to be sold, not told. For me, it would be a combination of all of them. which really stood out for me is imagination, especially going into the preparing for the new year. Imagination, I was able to create new ideas for old plans. And then I think auto-suggestion, because looking back in my journaling, that is one of the chapters that I revisited most, auto-suggestion, because there I can be anything I want to be. I can paint it how I want to paint it. Oftentimes, sitting back, normally it is that 3 o'clock in the morning time when I'm meditating with myself, I just use my imagination and auto-suggestion, and I just take it there. I develop visions and ideas, and I literally go into the future and see myself there, and then come back to the present and you know, work it out. So, again, this is the last show of the year, but it's the beginning of new opportunities and a new journey for me, and I am so excited. I know I mentioned with you earlier in preparation for the show that I was just really excited. I feel like on a Sunday, that horse ready to be let out the gate in the Kentucky Derby. I'm just really anxious for the new year. And I also told you that I had this journaling book that was given by you and a fresh pen, because I am really, really eager to just see where I'm going to be February, March, April, May, June, July, and the same time next year. So those would be the two that I think really resonated with me and literally keep me going throughout this process. So with that, I think it's time that we take a commercial break. And when we come back, we are going to talk to the magnificent millennial, Malachi Monroe. We'll be back.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And we are back. This is the second part of the show where we're going to, again, interview our special guest, Malachi. I would like to thank you for being a guest on our show. Are you there, Malachi? Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. And thank you so much for agreeing to be our special guest on such a special show. I would like for you to introduce yourself and let all of the listening audience know who you are.
Definitely, definitely. You know, in a world that has so much going on, right, as far as, you know, what's going on with the government, what's going on in your personal and professional life, I'm someone who prides himself on taking the opportunity of growth, of change, of movement, and using it to not only create a forward-thinking objective for myself to continuously develop professionally with, of course, the principles that we discussed today and Think Grow Rich, but also to help others develop through my coaching and speaking business, where I travel the world and help people take their message, craft it, and change the world with it.
Wow. That is awesome, awesome, awesome. Hey, listen, I told you he was a magnificent Malachi Monroe, the marketing expert. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you so much. I don't even know where to begin. Do you know what? I'm going to start with Ursula, because she wanted to take a crack at it. So, Ursula, here's Malachi. Ask away.
Well, good morning, Malachi. Well, I'm the person that likes to get to the bottom of the story and find out where did it all begin. So you're a dynamic person right out the gate. So where did this come from? How did you first find out about Think and Grow Rich?
You know, when we were doing our preliminary questions, I joked that my first experience with Think and Grow Rich was as soon as I came out of my mother's womb in the hospital via my grandmother. But the truth isn't actually that because the book had such a greater impact on her, she allowed it to be what I grew through, not what I grew to. And so that ultimately has shaped a lot of what I've experienced from an early age, whether it's watered down fundamentals that a child can understand or growing into the real life principles that I began to take shape of as a man. And so, you know, I think my earliest remembrance of Think and Grow Rich would possibly be at the IMA meetings we'd hold, maybe even semi-annually, where we were split into mastermind groups and we created goals that were shaped around the life that we wanted to build and create for ourselves.
Wow. Well, I can't wait to hear the rest.
You know, Ursula, he has that effect on you. Pretty much like the master builder. When they speak, everyone listens. I just love it. I love it. But Malachi, so I do have a question for you. So in preparation of the new year, what chapter in Think and Grow Rich resonated with you and why?
The primary chapter that resonates to me most is the chapter of faith. And I believe that simply because of what those principles of Think and Grow Rich are, I think faith is what it all comes down to. You know, I think as a believer myself, we're all given a guideline of principles and concepts that guide us to live our life. And whenever I talk about this, I go back to the same analogy that Think and Grow Rich and God's word are like us getting a new phone. I know it's Christmas time. A lot of people got new devices, whether it be TVs or cell phones or smartphones. And the manufacturer gives us a promise that if we take care of the device will perform as promised. And if it doesn't, they accept it back, and we either get a refund or we either get a new phone. I think God's word in Think and Grow Rich is the exact same way, where there are principles that we are promised, and if we abide by, we shall achieve our dreams. Not because God, you know, loves us more than and any of his other children, but because, you know, he says that he will obey his promise for his name's sake. And so I think Think and Grow Rich is a part of those promises, and one of them being faith, that once you follow and abide by those guidelines, the dreams, the goals, the objectives that you set with an action plan, you will surely achieve them.
Awesome, awesome. But I did want to ask you a question, digging a little deeper into the faith. Now, you did not always have the type of faith that you have now. So
right.
early on, starting out, what is it really that just clicked for you? Or what is it that you had to experience before you knew faith was real?
You know, the question really ties in with my origin story, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
As I was growing up, you know, it's no secret that I went to maybe even over five schools in under a year. I mean, I had friends who were making the national track team, running, you know, Olympic world times. I also had friends who were making 4.0s every semester, winning principals with a national scholarship. And there was a point in my life where I was masked with uncertainty. Right? I was confused. I was trying to find exactly what was the purpose that I serve every day that I wake up. And I failed to realize the one commonality between it all was that every year there was a major speech competition, I won. First it was 1 year, then it was second year, then I won 4 years consecutively. It was in communication and speaking and business mastery where I excelled. And that allowed me to discover not only my passion, but to discover my purpose. And in that, and in remaining faithful to the journey and remaining steadfast to the principles and the process, I was able to discover exactly what I was supposed to do. And I realized that this is a fundamental that's replicable across many areas of life.
You know, Malachi, I'm going to drop the mic. Just drop the mic right there. Drop the mic. Oh, my word.
Okay, we do have the master builder, the one who started it all for a lot of us on this call. Because like you, she has changed my life by introducing me to this phenomenal classic, Think and Grow Rich. We have her on the call, and I would just love to hear her thoughts and comments, questions about you, your journey, and, you know, pressing on to the new year. Ms. Ann?
Absolutely, absolutely, and welcome again to the show, Malachi. We're really honored to have you on. And, of course, being your Grandmatron, one of my favorite stories that I'd like to have you share in regards to the publishing of your first book, but the backstory to that I'd like to share with the audience. As Malachi talked about jokingly about the fact when he was asked the question about his first introduction to the book was when he was born, which is not far from the truth because I'm sure he was riding in the car with me in that infant seat as I was listening to Napoleon Hill audio. But the fact that the goals that were required by all of us through the book and the principles of the book, every year I would go to conferences like Black Enterprise and the National Speakers Association, and I just strongly believe that as kids, and my apologies, as parents, we should all have and suggest to our children that they set goals versus just giving them whatever they want, whatever they ask. And whenever we go and do things, they have the benefits without having the investment. So for many years, Malachi, like he said, had to write his own goals. And so when I would say to him, well, you know, if you want to go to this, you need to set a goal. And one of the goals that I suggested in the beginning, and I had to learn a very valuable lesson with this, was because Ione, his aunt, which is my youngest daughter, had set a goal to write a book on investing. And so I suggested to Malachi, why don't he write a book on the ABCs of investing? While I was, you know, busily writing a book about You Must Have a Dream. And he just would not move. He would not budge. He just did not really see the motivation in that. And then one day while attending a writer's class with me, and Malachi, my question to you is that if you would pick up the balance of this story, when we were at our Lathenia Howard class, the book you ended up writing, which was your first book, was ABCs of Technologies. And my question to you, after I've given this backstory, is if you would share that experience and what happened after that.
Most definitely. So the process of writing the book, it, you know, for maybe even for almost a year, year and a half, it seemed like it would never begin. And I think after you materialize the reward or really the book being completed as a prerequisite to go to these conferences, it became much simpler. But having knocked down that milestone, I mean, it really opened up a world of opportunity. I mean, from there, you know, I've really been able to establish myself as being published for the first time. I think I was about 11 or 12. And I went on to do a Fox News interview, which led to developing some sort of mini book tour between the you know, Philadelphia and D.C. region of the U.S. And so, I mean, that really just allowed me to kind of get an inside look into what it was and what it would become to live out your purpose. I mean, and so from there, I wrote a second book, which was a more developed version of smartphones and technology, and now I'm working on my third to be released in 2019.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Malachi. We do have someone who would like to ask a question. Caller, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm Sharon.
You are?
And this is...
How are you?
I'm wonderful. And the longer that I've listened to the show, the more that I want to say. So I will keep it to very basic comments. I've known Anne for, since we were like in our late 20s. And so I knew when Malachi came. And so the one thing, Anne said she gave the backstory, but there's more details to the backstory. You know, just in listening to Anne, just in the basic conversation, she would tell you how she poured into Malachi. At daily, just going over words, going over this, going over that. So there was a lot in enriching that soil, a lot, daily activity. The next thing that I wanted to say is that Malachi used one of my words that I was going to say, and it was fundamentals. I listened to all of you, and that includes Malachi. And forging ahead means mastering the fundamentals. Regardless of the situation, you still master the fundamentals. You respond with the fundamentals of Think and Grow Rich. Now, this is what I want to put to all of you, including Malachi. The political pundits are now saying that the United States is poised for going into a deep recession in the next 12 to 18 months, 2019, 2020. I would like for you to talk to us about how you are going to poise yourself into mastering and operating in the fundamentals to go through. Because what we have read in Think and Grow Rich, what we have read in the other books about being rich, and what we have read in terms of the promises that God has given us, is that he would never leave us nor forsake us, nor would we have to fall in the holes that other people fall into. So I would like for you all to give us answer the fundamentals that you're going to use to cut through and slice through what people are saying in terms of these United States going into a recession. Do you understand my question? Are you there?
Malachi.
Yes.
Your answer?
Oh, that's a question for me.
Yeah.
Yes, got it. Yes, thank yes. you. Thank you. You know, I recently wrote an article for Entrepreneur Magazine on top advice going into 2019, and my answer remains the same. I believe that there are certain principles that have really been able to stand the test of time, whether it's through, you know, a recession or an economic downturn, or really just your personal and professional life. And it's simply this. I think having a why, or having an underlying reason, having a better understanding of your purpose that you serve, and like I said, leading through faith is really the only way to sustain any difficulty and hardship that you experience in your life. And it's really because of the fact that when you have something that's greater than yourself, or when you have something that's bigger than you, you understand that you can't just give up your effort because it goes way beyond just who you are right then and there. I believe that this creates a grow to learn and to understand themselves and what they're going to that allows them to take any hardship and turn it into an experience.
Awesome. Awesome answer. Thank you. Thank you, Malachi. And thank you, Ms. Sharon, for that awesome question. Malachi, I did have a question for you because, again, I read your bio, and I just have to ask, as a CEO at Monroe Media, as a speaker, an author, and a student, what's next for you? I hear you stating that your third book will be released in 2019, but what else is on the horizon for you?
So I haven't publicly, well, I guess now it'll be public, but just about two or three nights ago, I just signed a deal with Amazon to complete a show series, which is part of my major goal of education reform around the world. And so over the next year and a half, I'll be shooting and producing a show, possibly titled The Six Figure Senior. And the objective of it would be to, one, offer new and insightful education of the 21st century to youth about money, about financial literacy, about business, about success, about education, and putting that on the Amazon Prime platform for millions of consumers to watch and to begin to learn and grow from.
Awesome, awesome. I look forward to to the new year and just checking you out, Malachi. You are really refreshing to listen to, and again, to know that you started at such an early age. And one thing that I always said, had I gotten this information around that same time, just where would I be? And I think, again, the relationship that you have with your grandmother and how she has been instrumental in your success, that really, I talked to my daughter. Now I encourage her to read Think and Grow Rich. Now she's jumped on the bandwagon where she's planning her life. So again, thank you so much for being that that magnificent millennial. It is
Robin.
Thank you.
Yes.
This is Ursula. I have a question, if you don't mind.
Malachi.
So we're sitting here looking at out in the space, basically being amazed by you. And I have a curiosity about what you're really thinking. And what I mean by that is, when you compare yourself to your peers, that's one question. And then when you interact with your ancestors, us, what advice would you give us first in dealing with the environment that we have today, where we both want to march through Think and Grow Rich, but we want to interact with you? How do we do that successfully and work together successfully?
Now, are you talking about on a personal scale or on a generational scale?
Generational scale. Thank you for asking.
Got it. I think the biggest piece of action that's rarely ever taken when we look at cross-generational communication and understanding is really just that, understanding. An understanding of not only the time that we grow up in, the difference in time, but really the pieces of historical artifacts, technology, evidence, information that create such a difference. And I think when one begins to fully understand the molding that takes shape, it's like, you know, a couple of people reference the family that I come from, especially with my grandmother spearheading a lot of what I've done in my life. When you look at her, you can't help but to imagine what type of impact that she brings into the world. I mean, as I ride around with her and my little sister, she's reading books, the same books that I would be reading when I was her age. And so that's the exact same way of looking at a generational upbringing. When you look at the things that shape the generation, the things that they grow with, the things that they go through and what they're growing to, you can't help but understand why certain things happen. And I think just having a micro look at everything that's taking shape around and with different generations, you will have a much better understanding of just the different things that they experience, whether it be their work ethic, whether it's the way that they communicate. And I think that is a huge first step into breaking that block that's there.
And I actually think you're a wonderful example of something that is true in my own life. My first book was called At Sula's Feet, and Sula was my grandmother. And I was amazed at the fact that when I sat down to write that book, so many of her statements, her way of life, the words she used just came through me. So I get excited when I realize just what you said, that you're listening to being I don't want to use the word infiltrated, but that is, you know, I say it in a good way, by Ann McNeil. What the heck are you going to be when you get to be her age? It's just exciting to hear that you're absorbing all of her, and then you're adding all of your fantasticness in terms of your ability to speak and process information and then go after your dreams and realizing your dreams at such a young age and then understanding the impact that you're having on your younger siblings too.
Yes.
Amazing.
Awesome.
I'm a fan.
Thank you.
I'm a fan, too. I'm a fan of the millennial, magnificent millennial Malachi Monroe.
Yo. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. I just love you, Malachi. I really do. I do have another question for you. Again, all of the things that you do, how do you balance the talent? How do you do it all?
I think this answer is best zone into simply operating in your zone of genius, operating in your zone of mastery. I spoke briefly earlier about how, you know, as I began to grow and develop, I had friends who excelled in their area, whether it's academically or you know, athletically. I mean, they were literally the best of the best. And what they learned that I had not yet understood is they were operating from their zone of mastery. And it took me a little longer to find my zone of mastery. Of course, I say that relatively. But it took me a little longer to find my zone of mastery. But when I found and understood what it was and where I was in it, that allowed me to freely move how I wanted to move, move with excellence as I saw them doing. And I think that's the exact principle that's replicable in the lives of the listeners of the show and people around the world. Find what you're good at. Find the common theme. Find what you love to do. And just operate in excellence in it. Begin to learn. Begin to soak up information like a sponge. And take that as an opportunity to grow every single day.
All righty, then. I'm going to drop the mic again. Oh, my, Malachi. This has been a wonderful, wonderful interview with you. I've learned a lot. I've even wrote down some nuggets that you threw out. And, again, it's just really a treat. Before closing our show, are there any closing comments that you would like to give to our listening or audience? And also, callers, if you have any closing comments before we conclude with the show. Malachi?
Most definitely. You know, a young man sent me a direct message on Instagram the other day. He sent me a private message. And he's someone that I've been working with for the past few weeks. And he said that he was having an issue, a challenge, that he felt was really stopping him from getting to where he wanted to be. He said, I don't stay through with the process. And I think that this is a challenge that millions of people, beyond the Think and Grow Rich formula, beyond masterminding, I think this is an issue that a lot of people don't engage with. And it's just simply sticking with the process. The Think and Grow Rich principle, it works, just to keep it simple. The principles that you learn in the book, the stories that you began to understand, the concepts that Napoleon Hill teach, and the blueprint that Anne McNeil begins to formulate as she does the IMA retreat in January 5th, these are all concepts that are part of a process that simply work. But the process does not work if you do, and if you do not stick out the process for it to work. And I think that's the key understanding that a lot of us need to stick with is the process. And so as you go into your new year, as you set your new list of to-dos and your action items and your goals that you'll set, I encourage you to understand that the process works. It has worked, and it's not going to work for everybody but you.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you know what? We can't end the show like this. We need to go to a commercial break because we have some callers that have questions. So we will be right back to take Thomasina's question right after this commercial.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-302002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-302002.
And we are back talking with
our special guest, Malachi Monroe. And we have a caller, Ms. Thomasina. She has a question for you, Malachi. Thomasina?
Good morning, Malachi, and good morning, Robin and listening audience. Thank you, Malachi, for sharing your inspiration and your wisdom. I totally agree with what your last comment was about working the process, and it seems to me that your life is a great, actually, demonstration of Napoleon Hill's 13-step success formula actually in action. My question is, what insights can you share with those of us listening about your process of preparing for the upcoming year?
Thank you so much for the question. Everything I do is as far as the new year goes, is pretty manufactured. And I was just talking to Ms. McNeil yesterday and sharing with her that I think next year will be the first year that I actually reverse engineer the goals that I want to accomplish and hit them. You know, I've been setting goals for years, but in hindsight, I understand that a lot of my goal setting has really been setting the goal and freestyling my way there. And I've still been hitting the goals, but if I've been hitting the goals while not fully engaging in the steps that are necessary, then imagine what I can do if I hit the goals, set the vision, and reverse engineer my way there. And so that's really my biggest step of preparation, is setting the goals and breaking down the action items into micro steps that I can take every single day that allude to me hitting the goal at the end of the year.
That is awesome. Thank you again, Thomasina, for that awesome question. I would like to please remind any callers who would like to share a comment or ask a question to please press 1 on your keypad. Thank you. Malachi, you did mention January the 5th in Boca Raton. Would you like to give more information on that? And just how has that experience helped you over the years?
The annual Mastermind Association annual event, it really has begun to shape and solidify the plans for the new year. I mean, it offers a great opportunity for individuals who are engaged in the Mastermind process to not only come in fellowship, but also to really set a strategic plan for their life for the new year. I mean, it's in January, it's at the start of the year, and I think it's a great opportunity that I personally engage in set the foundation and set the plan for me going forth.
Awesome. And I look forward to seeing you there on the 5th of January in Boca Raton. Again, it was really the start for me and my daughter in accomplishing our goals. So, again, I look forward to seeing you there. But we do have several callers who would like to ask questions of you. So, Ursula, if you can open those lines for me, please.
Okay. Yes, the board lit up. There is someone who is last numbers are 8862. I'm opening your line for you to ask your question or make a comment.
Okay, that would be me. This is Cassandra. And first of all, I just want to say thank you to Malachi for sharing his journey with us. And I'm the principal of the oldest black high school in Fort Lauderdale, and I'm in the process of writing a curriculum entitled Black Excellence. And I want to invite Malachi, get his information, to have him to speak to some of the students at the school. If possible, I'd like to invite you over and maybe give some insight into the curriculum that I'm writing.
Okay, with that being said, then you're giving permission for us to give him your telephone number offline?
That would be great. Thank you.
Okay. And the next caller has a number of 2463 opening your line. Caller 2463.
Oh, yes. Hello? Am I on?
Yes.
Hello, Robin. This is Rodney Lee Allen. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Good morning. Your question, sir?
My question to Malachi is, Malachi, what is your understanding of network marketing, and is there a future for it?
So I believe that there are a number of different avenues and lanes that work best for certain people. And, you know, some of the clients that I've worked with over the years are engaged in network marketing, and I think it's a great opportunity for those who find it useful to build out their lane and kind of find their expertise and begin to work toward it.
Thank you, Malachi.
Okay. The next caller has a number of 0184. I'm opening your line. Oh, I'm sorry. We know that number. Anne, do you have a call? I mean, a question.
Yes, I actually have a question for Malachi, and my question centers around him. I would love to have him to share one of the goals he set after graduating from high school. He decided to attend Morgan State. And first time on campus, he made a decision that he would become the freshman class president. And so I'd like to have him share with our listeners the goal-setting process and the execution of that. And it really speaks to Cassandra's question, the previous caller, because what happens is that, you know, it's one thing to listen to the show and to listen to all of this, these goal setting and all, but what does it really look like? And so, Malachi, if you would not mind sharing that process, and it kind of goes back to Thomasina's question to you, can you share with us, you know, that process of your deciding to make that goal and then what you did to actually achieve the goal, if you did, in fact, achieve it. Thank you.
Most definitely. So this process was very similar to what I shared with Be My Plan for the new year, and that's ultimately setting a goal, setting a vision, and reverse engineering the actions that it takes to achieve it. Now, in my freshman year of college, I set a goal, of course, to become the freshman class president, and this would be my first endeavor into politics, right, into getting engaged in being a man of the people. And so I was very meticulous in how I set this goal because of the rules that were around the election and how we couldn't publicly declare that we were running. And I really just understood that the biggest objective that I had every single day was to just be out and around people, because of course people make up the group that votes for the election. And so after a few weeks, after about a month and a half or so of not so much campaigning but engaging, when we had the preliminary election speech, I of course had a great turnout, and that ultimately led to me winning the election and being able to serve my freshman class of about 1,500 students in my first year of college.
Excellent, excellent, Malachi. Thank you for that answer. Thank you. We do have another question from caller 7528. Your question or comment, caller?
Good morning. This is Deborah Thompson out of Jacksonville. And Malachi, I would love to just ask you how you would suggest, especially to young people who are not as disciplined in setting those accomplishments. You said you have to break it up into the 365 days of the year and do it every day. What is your plan to have? How do you suggest that a person, that is a young person, discipline themselves to do something towards that goal each and every day?
Yes.
Were you able to understand that question, Malachi? Malachi, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I was answering the question.
Right. I apologize if I didn't quite hear the question. Were you asking what's the 365 days plan to achieve a goal?
Yes, but for a young person to make sure that they are, how do you discipline yourself as a young person? Sit down and actually 365 days pull apart little pieces that make you complete the goal by the end of the year.
Right. Okay. So discipline. So I think one of the critical aspects is, of course, developing that discipline. I was speaking at a mastermind a couple months ago, and there's this guy there, he's about 40 years old, and he was just describing how, you know, whenever he sets a goal, he can't stick to it, right? He always, like, moves around. He sets different goals. He always engages in other activity. And, you know, we've been so normalized, especially in today's day and age, to always have a quick fix for something, right, some sort of instant gratification. And so he wanted some sort of software or tool or tracking feature that allows him to stay focused. And I share with him, you know, just to be honest and to ensure that you're getting your money's worth here, I think you don't need any software. You don't need any, you know, accountability plan. All you need is discipline. And you develop that discipline by doing what I said earlier and having a why, having something that's bigger than you. For me, getting through high school, it was understanding that much of what I wanted to do in the world came as a result of going through high school, of using that as an opportunity to grow. And that allowed me to leverage the opportunities around me, like speaking competitions, like business pitch competitions, that allow me to hone in on my skill and my craft and become better at it. And so I believe for students, one of the key understandings that you will have is taking your larger vision, taking the goal that you set, and understanding that high school is the way by which you achieve it, as well as looking for programs that support the beliefs or support the engagement that you want, whether it's through outreach programs, through scholarship programs, and through fellowship opportunities.
Awesome. Did we have any other additional callers who would like to questions or make any comments?
There is no one else that has raised their hand, but in case you don't know what to do, press 1 on your keyboard and it will let us know that you have a question. But at this time, there is no one with their hands raised.
Awesome. Malachi, for marketing and speaking engagements, how can our listening audience get in contact with you?
Thank you. My website is malachimonroe.com. That's MalachiMunroe.com. And my website is malachi@malachimonroe.com.
Awesome. Again, Malachi, this has been an awesome show this morning, and we must have you back. We must have you back on the show. Again, before closing, I would just like for you and also our co-host, if they had any closing comments.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Awesome, not a problem. Ms. Ann, did you have any closing comments before we concluded our show? Ursula, any closing comments? Well, again, thank you guys so much for this awesome show. And in closing, I would just like to say that every Saturday morning we will be here, Blog Talk Radio, and we welcome you to join us as the first of Saturday. We're going to start all over at the beginning of the book. So this would be a great time for those who are reading Think and Grow Rich. If they're wanting to dig a little deeper, I would highly encourage you to be a part of our show and listen in. And again, we will be here January the 5th. We will be in Boca Raton for the Think and Grow Rich Accountability Call, which I think is of the utmost importance if you're wanting to just really start your year off on a good note. And personally for me, I would highly recommend, attending this particular event because, again, it's there that I got my start. I now understand how to have a balanced life. I understand what it is to set my goals. And last year I set some very, very high goals for myself. And 7 months until the year, I was able to accomplish those goals. And it was all because of the planning, of the principles of Think and Grow Rich that I learned at Boca Raton last year. And, again, I just really look forward to being there again this year to set some additional goals for 2019. So, in closing, I would like to say that there's no individual may have great power without availing himself of the mastermind. So, ladies and gentlemen, make it a great day, and we'll see you next year. Talk to you soon.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.